أحسن الله إليكم. Regarding the hadith about the shaitan flowing through the veins, is he physically in our veins and does fasting physically weaken him? Does this weakness result in him not being able to influence us as much? Also, is it shaitan or the shayateen? Barakallahu fikum.
As far as the hadith of the shaitan flowing through the veins, then the people of knowledge, they differ concerning what is intended by the shaitan flowing through the veins. Is it that the shaitan literally is present within the body? Yani, or that it flows, or that the shaitan enters the body and flows through the body like the flowing of blood? And so is it that the shaitan enters the body and literally uses the pathways and the veins that blood flows through? Or is it that the shaitan enters the body, for example, the body of the person who is taken by anger, and flows and moves around the body like and in a similar manner to the movement of blood? And there are bona fide people of knowledge who hold both opinions, that the movement, or that the intent behind the hadith, is that the shaitan moves around the body like blood moves around the body, and others who hold that the shaitan and the shayateen, both the shaitan and the shayateen, yani the devils and the workers of shaitan, those who work with the shaitan, flow around the body through the veins and through the arteries that blood flows through. And it is for that reason that the month of Ramadan is difficult upon the shaitan, because the pathways of the movement of the shaitan are restricted, alongside the fact that the shaitan is chained and restricted. Again, with the issue of the shaitan being chained and restricted in Ramadan, there are two positions. One position of the people of knowledge who hold that they are physically chained and are prevented from movement. Number two, that they are restricted and they are not actually prevented in totality. They're restricted and not prevented in totality. Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions a benefit in relation to that, and that is that he mentions that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned wa sufi that maradati shayateen, that the rebellious shayateen are chained, and that is therefore not a reference to the Muslimin from among the shayateen, from among the jinn. The Muslimin from among the jinn. And Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah mentioned that just as we have good and bad Muslims, we have good and bad Muslim jinn. And so anything that may, or we may see from apparent evil, from that which is related to jinn activity, for example, during the month of Ramadan, it should not perturb us or cause us to have doubt, because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned one particular type of jinn that are trained and restrained, and that is the maradatu shayateen, meaning the rebellious shayateen, who are ordinarily kuffar. As far as Muslim jinn, our Muslim brothers from among the jinn, from them are those who are good, from them are those who are bad. From them, just as we have Muslims who rob and steal and sell drugs and murder and take life, similarly among the jinn, there are believing Muslim jinn who do likewise. And so that is something that should be borne in mind when we're considering those narrations that speak about the jinn in Ramadan, that it is a reference to one type of jinn who are restrained. And so as far as the movement of the jinn around the body, then there are scholars who hold both positions. Those who hold that the Messenger was making tashbih of the movement only, that is, that he was resembling the movement of the jinn to the movement of blood around the body. And another group who hold that the jinn move around the body in the pathways of the blood, yani the veins and the arteries and the blood vessels. They move around the body in the pathways of the blood. And that was a position that was held by the pre-Islamic Arab, in fact, that those who used to practice ruqya prior to the coming of the Messenger of Allah, there was a practice that they used to use known as khank, and they still use it up until this present day, which is a practice that revolves around restricting the jugular veins when a person is performing ruqya. And so the restriction of the jugular veins oftentimes has a profound effect upon a person who is affected by the jinn, that the jinn is apparently trapped within the head of the body when the jugular veins are restricted in a particular way, in a way that is done based upon expertise. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he spoke on an occasion of his hunger, he mentioned that I would roll around on the floor out of hunger, and individuals would come and put their foot on my neck, believing that I had a jinn. وَمَا بِي إِلَّا الْجُوعِ, and there was nothing with me other than hunger. And so the position then of those who hold that the blood, that the shayateen run around the body through the blood vessels themselves, is one that is a considerable position, and is held by bona fide scholars, and it is a reference to the movement of the shayateen and the shaytan himself. Allahu ta'ala a'lam.